Senate candidates address farm leaders. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Well, while some much-needed rainfall fell across much of the state for the past couple of days, farm leaders from every county have just completed their 66th annual President's Conference in Franklin. And in this election year, they had the opportunity to hear from the U.S. Senate candidates, first from Democrat Harold Ford, Jr.
The reality is we need a longer base and a broader plan to try to stimulate economic growth and development in rural America. I can't think of a better economic development plan or initiative than finding ways to transform products or translate products that are produced on farms into energy. That's the future. And I believe this race for the Senate is about just that, whether you want to remain stuck in the past, a move towards the future.
Ford, who has served as the state's 7th District Congressman for the past 10 years, says while he doesn't really have a farm in his district, which covers mainly the city of Memphis, he has learned to appreciate the importance of the ag sector and what it means to the overall economy.
But I like to eat, and I love to eat, and I wear cotton. So I can appreciate what goes on a farm.
Now, the Republican candidate for senator is Bob Corker, who has served as mayor of Chattanooga and state finance commissioner.
I really either understand what they deal with or I'm trying more fully to understand. I really spent a lot of time over the course of this campaign trying to understand the issues that people in the ag community deal with.
If elected, Corker says his work ethic would complement the state's and nation's farmers.
At the end of the day, you know, we don't eat without the farm community. And, you know, it's something that's very, very important to our country. It's something I don't want us to ever be dependent upon other countries for, okay? I just don't want that to happen.
Now, the Farm Bureau leaders also heard from the two governor candidates, and we'll hear from them next week here on the TRN.